course, there is the mount. And if you've been here a few days ago, then you would have seen some tents and yurts here because we had Theakston's Old Peculiar Crime Writers Festival.
Yeah,
exceptional festival. I think we quadrupled the number of visitors attending it. It's the largest international crime writers festival in the world. And we have leading literary giants attending it. So incredibly exciting. And of course, that's because of the connection with Agatha Christie and the Old Swan Hotel.
U hoort Claire Bostel, zij is van Dutch Travel. Als u zich afvraagt, waar zijn we? We zijn in Harrogate. We gaan zo meteen het centrum in. We zijn in het Old Swan Hotel. Daar gaat Claire later nog over vertellen. Maar ze heeft ons gewezen op een... what is that?
The Winter Garden. And that is where Agatha Christie would have danced the night away when she disappeared here for 11 days in 1926. Of course, a banjo player recognised her, but in those days, discretion was the best part of valour, and you didn't contact the national newspapers and receive a fat cheque for information received. They kept quite quiet, and people were very, very concerned about her. It prompted the biggest missing persons hunt in our country, a thousand and policemen and women and aeroplanes for the first time looking for her down south. A torn postcard had been found on the front seat, her fur coat in the back seat, her car precipitously perched on the edge of a chalk pit, and she just disappeared. Yeah. Wonderful time up here, having treatments, dancing in the winter garden. He checked in at the mahogany desk you'll still find at the hotel under an assumed name, not her original name. It wasn't until towards the end of her stay, when people were really quite concerned about her safety, that the hotel let on the fact that she was resident at the hotel.